Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 8:14 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and something that is practically useful every week is our visit with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Huge game on Sunday afternoon at Arrowhead. Two first-place teams hook up. Tickets are going. They're expensive, and we're expecting to have a huge high-scoring game on Sunday. Let's bring in Mitch Holtis. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Theodore. You're talking about practical gifts. You know that I just, why not get everybody toilet paper for the holidays? Is there a more practical gift?
You can't get more practical than that, pretty much. That's the bottom line, baby.
What else do you use every single day?
Go, exactly.
Hey, babe, I was just thinking of, you know, here's some toilet paper. Like, here's a year's supply. So anyway, I just got to thinking about that. You know, I tell you, and Greg Reno, and he's now retired, an American Ag credit, but Ty Stuckey and the rest of that crew and Jenny Bracken, they're going to be thinking, that's not a bad idea. So toilet paper for everybody. And the our Sedgwick County doctors who love this segment, they'll probably do that too. It might be just a run on toilet paper today in Wichita for Christmas or holiday gifts. All right, yeah, huge game. I know enough about the great city of Wichita to know there are dual allegiances.
Mm-hmm.
Some people love the Chiefs in the AFC and the Cowboys in the NFC, and some people just love the Cowboys. There's a big Cowboy influence in Wichita and also a huge Chiefs influence. You're right, man, dead on. This is the biggest game in the NFL this week. A very expensive ticket. But a much anticipated game between these Cowboys and Chiefs.
And with Wichita right in the middle geographically between the two, the Cowboys are making only their sixth visit ever to Kansas City.
And battling for the coveted Preston Road Trophy.
Right.
Started by Lamar Hunt when he was across the street from Jerry Jones on Preston Road. They thought we could get a trophy for this game. We only meet every 4 years. Could be more. With this 17th game, they could meet again next year if that's what the league decides to do in a 17th game between, like, the Chiefs play the Packers this year. All that being said, they have not been in Kansas City very often, but it's always a big deal when they are. And honestly, you've got a matchup here of two teams combined with somewhere north of or close to 900 yards of total yards combined on the average per game. Plus, from a standpoint of quarterback rating, Dak Prescott's having his best year ever. And right now he leads the National Football League in quarterback rating and efficiency. Well, that's Patrick Mahomes has the career mark there, and he's got the minimum number of games to do so. It is the first time a career leader in quarterback rating has faced that in-season leader in quarterback rating since 1990, when Joe Montana, who had the career record, was up against Phil Simms, who had the season record at that point. So we got that going for us.
And the Cowboys come in leading the league in scoring, averaging 32 a game. The Chiefs aren't far behind, but this is expected to be a pinball, ping pong game on the scoreboard.
Good. Then who gets enough defensive stops or makes a defensive big play, you know, pick six or scoop and score, or just changes the game with one defensive play? That could happen here too, but the stats just keep rolling in this game from the fact that just these two offenses are just so proficient. Right down the line, I mean, the Dallas great card, and, you know, they're usually overrated. It's the only team Stephen A. Smith knows in the NFL. You can't mention any of the other 31 when he's talking to Max Kellerman and whatever that show is, What's Up or What's Down or whatever. And they're always 8-8, right? I mean, you Cowboy fans listening, I'm going to make you mad right now. It's a generation since you've been in the NFC championship game, a generation, 25 years. And yet you've gone to the playoffs 10 times in that 25 years without reaching the NFC championship game. It's an all-time National Football League record for a team to be in the playoffs that often and not make it to the conference championship game. Only the Detroit Lions, the woeful 0-8-1 Lions, or the Washington football team has gone longer and not been in the NFC championship game than the Cowboys. But here they are. This team is good. They have no apparent weakness, and you get ready for a classic on Sunday.
Chiefs coming off three straight wins, too, find themselves atop the division for the first time since week one, I guess, and still getting things accomplished and moving up in the AFC rankings.
I know everybody follows me on Twitter, in which to I at Mitch Holtis, easy to follow me. But I put worst to first in 11 hours. The Chiefs went from worst to first in 11 hours. You don't see that very often in a division. But here's the Chargers going, wait a minute, we should have had the Chiefs. We should be two games ahead of them, and now they're in front. It has been a sequential linear progression to get to this point for the Chiefs, but to have a complete game and obliterate the Raiders last week in all three phases. You have special teams now cooking. In the last 2 weeks, the Chiefs have blocked the punt. They have had a fake punt for 17 yards. They've had a punter that's pinned the Packers five times inside the 15-yard line. Mm. That becomes a weapon, much like K-State football, when it's rolling, where special teams can become the tipping point. So the Chiefs have it rolling in all three areas, including the defense, which is gaining confidence.
It's good stuff. And of course, Dallas, I think, has the worst punt return unit in the league. So the Chiefs could gain a nice chunk of yardage, even if they do have to punt.
If the two teams are, if it's back and forth, and you said ping pong, it's the Williams sisters in the Wimbledon final, then just watch how the field position can switch if someone does not score. Because that in this game could be, again, a tipping point. But the Cowboys, even though the return game's not been great, at least in punt returns, they've blocked punts the last 2 weeks.
Ooh.
And so, yeah, here comes Fossil. Jim Fossil's kid is the special teams guy for the Cowboys. So I'm telling you, man, there's just chess pieces all over this. This is Boris Spassky and Bobby Fischer.
Well, tonight you've got Andale southeast of Saline. You've got Inman Sedgwick. But I tell you what, that'll begin the weekend in football, and by the time we get to Sunday afternoon, the Chiefs and the Cowboys will be a massive affair. Of course, you can hear it all right here. Pregame coverage begins at 2 o'clock, kickoff at 3:25 Sunday from Arrowhead, Chiefs and the Cowboys, on your radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Mitch Holtis will have the call, and we must ask Mitch, how does this Chiefs-Cowboys matchup somehow relate to Wichita State Shocker football as part of our Eddie Plapa Shocker Football Kansas City Chiefs pre-Thanksgiving update?
All right, Ted, take the palm of your hand, slap it up against your forehead and go, oh, my gosh, I should have figured that. Because you will recall this game, but it's in my wrong place, at playing the wrong team at the wrong time scenario. Remember last week, we talked about, yes, the Shockers went to Vegas, just like the Chiefs did.
Mm-hmm.
Shockers went in 86 and played the all-wrong UNLV team
right.
of Randall Cunningham and then the little-known freshman running back Icky Woods of the Icky Shuffle. Okay, same thing happened to the Shocks in 1979. Willie Jeffries, head coach of the Shocks, not having a good year. Just coming off, maybe Drake that year, but trying to figure it out. But a strange game where the SMU Mustangs came to Wichita for a single game. Do you know the story? I don't know the story of why they got that game. But here comes SMU playing in Wichita at Cessna Stadium.
I was there.
And I was like... you and 8,000 other people. There was 9,000 people at this. No, I'm sorry. 6,110 was the listed attendance. But there would have been 36,110 if they got in a time machine now and went back to that game. Because you know the freshman running back that was the star of the game that day for the SMU Ponies, right?
Was it Craig James?
Eric Dickerson.
Eric was the freshman that year? Okay.
He was a freshman. And Pro Football Hall of Fame, College Football Hall of Fame, one of the few that's made both, and became part of the Pony Express. Now, James was on that team, but I don't know what he was doing that day, but he doesn't show up anywhere in that game. Now, Dickerson does. He just ruled the day as a freshman. And you probably remember the famous SMU quarterback for that game. I know Steve probably would. But old Jim Bob Taylor,
yeah, quarterback. Yeah, three names, yeah.
Yeah, Jim Bob Taylor, quarterback Jim Bob Taylor. You know, I'm chucking, you know, kill, 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 kill. Switch, 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 switch. Dickerson gets the ball. Oh, good, you checked to Dickerson. Smart guy. But this game featured, and I'm going to ask you, you were there, the most famous play never to happen in Wichita State history.
Oh, what is it?
All right, in front of 6,110 people, Eric Dickerson, 7-0, SMU lead. But the Ponies are there, right there on the doorstep of the Shocker defense, ready to score again. Dickerson dives for the end zone. The ball's knocked out. It flies into the air and flies into the air of Shocker defensive player Jeff Townsend, who caught it 5 yards deep in the end zone and took off and returned it 105 yards for a Shocker touchdown that would have tied the game with a PAT flag on the play.
Oh.
Clipping on the return.
Oh.
Some defensive dude, one of Townsend's buddies, clipped. I'm sure probably 30 yards away from the affecting the play, and it didn't count. 105-yard touchdown on a basically recovered fumble in the air that might have changed the fortunes of the game. Instead, SMU went on to win handily.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if you were in the same game or in the attendance with a senior golfer at SMU at the time in that year with Payne Stewart.
Whoa!
If he would have been there. Yes.
Oh, man.
Of course, we lost. Payne was awesome.
Yeah.
Springfield, Missouri, and we lost him in that tragic plane crash. But, yep, Payne. Payne was walking around with you getting popcorn at Cessna Stadium that day. Plus, SMU had kicker Eddie Garcia, who went on to kick in the National Football League, all part of that SMU Mustang team that visited Cessna Stadium.
That was
but
huge.
Don't you know if we could get a time machine and say, we're going back to 1979. Who wants to see Eric Dickerson play against the Shocks? We'd sell Cessna Stadium out.
Yeah, and pre-SMU death penalty, too. Wow.
Yeah, well, that kind of started it, right? How'd they get Dickerson and James and all these guys? I don't know about Jim Bob Taylor. He transferred out of there. Jim Bob didn't even make it 4 years. He transferred to someplace else. But Jim Bob was there that day, quarterbacking the old Mustangs, Jim Bob Taylor.
Good stuff. And, of course.
You can't have it. Yep. You can't have it. You can't play Jim Bob Taylor or maybe a future Pro Football Hall of Famer if you don't have a team. So bring it back. Got to do it without Cessna Stadium, but bring it back.
Chiefs-Cowboys on Sunday afternoon. Mitch, have a great call.
Thank you so much. And here's a tip of the cap to old Jim Bob Taylor.
And as always, thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Theodore.
That is Mitch Holthus, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Tune into the Chiefs and the Cowboys Sunday afternoon for the big game right here on KNSS. Our visits with Mitch on Friday mornings are brought to you by American Ag Credit and here in Wichita by Truck Stuff on North Washington. Joe Rogan is going to be at Intrust Bank Arena on Friday, December 3rd. I've got two tickets to go see Joe Rogan. And if you want to be eligible for those tickets, call me now, 869-1330.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.